Now I want to give you a chance to actually experience the oils. What I want you to do is, if everybody can grab out your oil books, it doesn't matter which one you have, and you'll send your oil desk reference guide, there's all kinds of different ones out there. Just grab all your books and open them up and try to spread them out so everybody can have one to look at. And then also, if you will grab out all of the everyday oils that you have. So if you've got frankincense or peppermint or thieves, lavender, peace and calming, lemon, I feel like I'm forgetting one, but if you have any of those, get them out so that we can pass them around, so we can share, so we can all have a little experience with the oils. There's a lot of us here today, so I am going to ask that we really just smell the oils this time, because I'm afraid if everybody starts putting on all 9 oils that we are going to have some reactions. And just so you understand what I mean by reactions, when your body has been full of those chemicals we talked about, and we are all full of them, even if you're eating very, very healthy and you're not getting any chemicals in your diet and you're trying to be all organic, all natural, just sitting in this room right here, we have chemicals leaching from the paint. We've got formaldehyde leaching from our carpet. There are chemicals coming at us all the time. And if your body is not used to the process of cleansing, then sometimes we get what we call a healing crisis. And sometimes that comes out in a rash, a contact rash. Sometimes it comes out into a little bit of loose stool, some headaches, that type of a thing. If you experience any of that while we're having the oils, I'm going to give you a couple ideas of things you can help to do just to help cleanse your body and get you down that road of getting everything cleaned out so you're feeling wonderful. One of the things I want to make sure everybody in this room is doing today and always is drinking water, lots and lots of water. The water helps with the detox process and to help your body cleansing and taking all those toxins as they loosen right out through your stool and through your urine. So keep that in mind as we go along. And the first one I want you to open, let's start right now with frankincense. Go ahead and open up the bottle of frankincense and take a nice, wonderful, wonderful whiff of that frankincense right out of the bottle. Matter of fact, I don't want everybody just go ahead and try just the one drop of frankincense, because it's just such a beautiful, wonderful experience. Frankincense has been used around the world for centuries. They have found them in the tombs. They have found references to frankincense in some of the very oldest medical books that are out there. And in one of them, it literally says that frankincense is good for everything from a broken head to gout, gout to a broken head. I mean, that it covers everything from top to bottom. And now science has gone through and proven a lot of what, historically speaking, they didn't know why frankincense did what it did. And now because of the way they test things, we're able to see a lot of the stuff that frankincense does. And when you look inside your essential oils desk reference guide, I'm looking at the fourth edition essential oils desk reference guide, and you can see in there under medical properties, it says that it's an anti-tumor. And what is a tumor? Exactly. We're talking, and that's one of the things that's been proven, that it's able to work with and fight with and do things. It's an immune stimulant. And I tell you, one of the things I love, I heard Gary speak, I don't remember where we were, I think that it was actually when we were in Ecuador, and he was saying that instead of immune stimulant, he likes to say immune balancer, because that's what the oils truly do, is they bring about balance to our immune system. Because let's face it, if you had the allergies are your immune system in overdrive. It's working way hard in one area, but typically is way low in another. So we don't want to necessarily just stimulate your immune system, because that would cause a stronger immune response when your allergies kick up. But if we just bring a balance, if that's what the oils do, is bring balance. And a lot of the studies are showing that that's actually what happens. And when we're dealing with somebody that has allergies, they start playing with the oils and they find, this wonderful balance as their body becomes into alignment. And what else? Antidepressant. Is that important? Is that something we need? Are you kidding me? Depression drugs are the number one prescription drug in the United States. Number one. Across the board, there is not one not one type of people that does not have a problem with depression. It's across the board. Number one prescription drug out there is antidepressants. So that it helps with that. It's wonderful, muscle relaxing. And then for youth, it's wonderful for depression, for cancer, for respiratory infections, inflammation, and immune. Now that's huge. It's for the immune system. Now let me tell you, my very first real experience with frankincense, when I realized, you know, the true power that frankincense had, and I want to point this out right here. Where in this book it says uses, with cancer, respiratory infections, inflammation, and the immune system. And the reason why I point that out is because my first experience was actually using it on my mom. We had done lots of different things with it, but I hadn't seen anything that made me go, holy smokes. And this was my holy smokes moment with frankincense. My mom, when we did finally order all the oils and get everything in, she had seen it move so quickly on me because of the stroke that she was a little bit nervous to actually try the oils. And I know that sounds really confusing to people, but when you consider the 2 years that we had been battling cancer before Young Living, we had tried all kinds of things. And if you have hundreds of nodules of cancer in your lungs and you get mucus, it's going to cause a horrible reaction. I mean, it puts her in the hospital. It had done it many different times. So when she seen how quick it worked on me, she was really nervous to try to do it on her because, in her own words, I won't be able to wash them off. She's like, what do I do? Well, you know, if that starts making it where I can't breathe, I can't get it off my body. And so she was very nervous about trying it. So the very first thing that had happened that I seen just an amazing thing is I had come home. I had been working with some people that had some issues, and I was just so excited. They had tried the oils, and they were thrilled. And I'm doing a raindrop on my 8-year-old, and she's laying on the floor because we didn't have a massage table or anything. And I'm just rubbing her down, and I'm rubbing her feet, and I'm sitting at the floor by my mom, and I'm sitting there just talking to her, so excited. I'm like, Mom, come on, you know, please, let's try these oils on you because what if it works? You know, I just seen this amazing thing, and what if, please, please? And she's like, oh, Shannon, just let me keep watching. And I'm sitting at the floor at her feet, rubbing up my daughter, and I had frankincense in my hand, and I'm like, but Mom, and I can't help it. And I know I would never do this with anybody else. This is my mama. And I reached out, and I put frankincense in my hand, and I reached out, took off her slipper, and put it on her foot. And she, now, this is a big deal because her feet, because of a lack of oxygen, her feet were blue, but the toes themselves were turning black. And we knew, I mean, it was a, across the board, everybody in the family knew that we were getting to that point where she was going to lose her feet because of lack of oxygen. And it was just something we didn't talk about. It was just the unspoken word. And so I reached out, yanked off her slipper, and I put the frankincense on the one foot, and she's going, oh, Shannon, no, just I can't. And she's, you know, when you got oxygen, you got that sound, and she's kind of hyperventilating. I'm like, Mom, it's okay, relax. And I'm sitting there just rubbing her leg. I'm like, it's going to be okay. And I just had done one foot, and she had taken the other foot and hit it underneath her because she didn't want me to grab her foot. And I didn't push forward, and we sat there. And we watched as her foot turned from black and purple to pink in about 10 minutes. And as if that was not amazing enough, she pulls the other foot out, and we take the slipper off of it to compare, because I wanted a picture. I'm like, this is amazing. We have got to get a picture of this. And I thought we would have one picture pink and one picture black. And instead, when she pulled out her other foot, they were both pink. Both feet had turned pink. Now, total honesty here, it did not stay pink. A couple of days later, they were back to a dark color. But at that point, she started allowing us to use one oil a day just to see what would happen. And so every day we would put that frankincense back on her feet, and just within minutes, her foot would change again. And over the course of time, over probably about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks later, they had never turned black again. That was just the very beginning of the healing process as her body started to change. And when you look in the book under deuces, you know, cancer, respiratory infections, inflammation, and immune, those were both, all of those were areas that she needed help in. And it was just an amazing thing because we didn't know that. We were just playing with our oils, just seeing what could happen. And that was my aha moment with frankincense for my mom. Now, the next one, okay, let's go ahead and grab lavender. Lavender is what got it all started with Gary Young. That was his first one that he started. That's the first one that we planted, that he started the farms with. That's kind of like the baby oil for Young Living. You'll see that. Lavender is one of the ones that comes in our Start Living kit. When you start up and you get a membership with Young Living, you will find that if you don't know what to use, and you ask them, they're like, well, what should I use for XYZ? People will say, if you don't know what to use lavender. Because lavender is just one of those really broad range oils. It works on so many different things. Just this alone, this is the medical properties in the book, and it says that it's an antiseptic, antifungal, analgesic, antitumoral, anticonvalescent, vasodilating, relaxant, anti-inflammatory, reduces blood, fat, cholesterol, and combats excess sebum on the skin. That's a lot. That covers a whole lot of things. So, again, if you don't know what to use, what do you try first? Try some lavender. I know for my husband, one of the things that he started, when I finally convinced him that the oils might be of use to him, he used to get really bad sinus infections. And he started using lavender down real low on his cheekbone and take it under the cheekbone and up kind of towards the ears. And the first time he did that, he put it on and he laid down to go to bed. And just a couple minutes later, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, he's like, honey, honey. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I can feel my sinuses opening up. I can actually feel them shrinking. And about the same time as he said that, his nose started dripping. Coming out. So keep that in mind. It works wonderful. One of the first stories that I got to hear about was, I'm going to say his name wrong, but anyways, he had burned himself. And this was when the study really started back into essential oils, and he had burned himself in the lab. And he, after he burned himself, put his hand in an entire container of lavender. And what should have been third-degree burns just healed very quickly, and the pain was gone very quickly. And just keep that in mind, lavender, it works wonders. Under uses, it says that it's wonderful for respiratory infections, high blood pressure, osteosclerosis, menstrual problems. Is that something to be concerned about? Now, guys, you should be getting some of that for your women because you know that happens. PMS, skin conditions, and that's like eczema, psoriasis, scarring, stretch marks, burns, hair loss, insomnia, nervous tension. And I'll tell you one that's not listed on here that we have seen some amazing things with is lice. And that's something that we all come across all the time. Well, not all the time, but it's something that is common in certain areas. And just having your kids take some lavender, put it on their shoulders, and rub their fingers through their hair is going to eliminate a lot of that process of them even getting it. I don't know what it is that's in the lavender that the lice don't like, but just having the kids use it has just been really phenomenal. We talked to several teachers last year that are just in love with it because it really made differences in their entire classroom because they were doing some diffusing of the lavender. So keep that in mind. Lavender can become your friend. We've also had some people use it effectively on their dogs for fleas. And one of the people was telling a story about putting it on their dog. And actually, they were at somebody else's home. And they put the lavender on the nape of the dog's neck and just down the back and everything. And they seen the fleas begin to jump off of the dog right there in the house. So they had to rush the dog outside. So keep in mind, you can use it on your animals. It's phenomenal. You can use it for just a host of other things. I'm sure if we had everybody in here take turns just on lavender, everybody in this room would have a story. Exactly. So now the next one, I want everybody to open up, take a wonderful deep breath. This one is one that we should be just rubbing and drinking and using on a regular basis, and this is lemon. Lemon is such a wonderful, relaxing smell. It's just a very, it's one that you can use for depression. When you're feeling a little bit low, you put that lemon on, and it lifts up your spirits. It's just a phenomenal one. I like to put a little bit on my wrist and hold my wrist together because it does. It just kind of brings me up when you're feeling like a little bit overwhelmed and there's a lot going on and you're getting that low feeling. You can take that lemon, and it just helps so much. And then there's also studies. There's over 50 different studies on limonene. Now, limonene is a constituent that is found in citrus. It's found in your lemon oils and orange oils and grapefruit. And those studies have shown how limonene helps to combat tumor growth. There's over 50 different clinical studies. Go ahead and look that up. Type that word in the computer and see what it says. Because what if? I mean, that's amazing. What an easy thing to do to begin increasing your body. Just take some of that lemon, put it in some water, and sip on your water all day long because you're supposed to be drinking extra water anyways, and this gives the water just a wonderful taste. It helps to keep our body clean. Another amazing thing is how the lemon itself eats through petrochemicals. I mean, it just literally goes through and begins dissolving those petrochemicals, and that's just powerful. In addition to that, the medical properties that we have here in the book, it's an anti-tumor, it's an antiseptic, it improves microcirculation and immune stimulant, which means it increases your white blood cells, it improves memory and relaxation. That is powerful. And for uses, it's wonderful for circulatory problems, osteosclerosis, obesity, parasites. We happen to be the only country that seems to think we don't have parasites. I think you need to think again. It's also wonderful for urinary tract infections, varicose veins, ladies. anxiety, hypertension, and digestive problems. And it also, it promotes clarity of thought. It helps with mental accuracy and concentration. This is where I was saying you can take a cotton ball. One of the things that we have some of our people doing for their high school students, you could do this for anybody, but this is just high school students for their SATs and their ACTs and the different testing, is taking a baggie and putting cotton balls that are saturated with lemon and peppermint, a couple different balls in there, and just deep breathing it right before they go in to take their test. And they're finding that their personal scores are going up. And in addition to that, what they're doing at home is diffusing. When they come home and they're doing their schoolwork, they're diffusing the lemon and they're diffusing the peppermint, and they're just retaining the information at a much higher rate. So they go through all the normal studying. We do have to go home and study, but they're able to retain it and pick it up so much better. And that's what a bonus, what an easy way to give your kids that head start that they need. That is phenomenal. And the oil we were just talking about is partnered with lemon is peppermint. Let us go ahead and get out the peppermint. Peppermint is one of the ones that I really like to share with people when I'm out and about. I keep peppermint in my pocket at all times, 100% of the time, because you just never know. You just never know who you're going to come across and what you're going to see and who you're going to meet. And I think peppermint is just one of the easiest oils to share. Number one, it's not an offensive smell to the majority of people. I've had very few people go, oh, I just hate the smell of peppermint, so it doesn't offend anybody. But I can just share a drop of peppermint in somebody's hand and they just rub it together and deep breathe it, which is what I'd like everybody to do right now. Just take one drop of peppermint, pass around the bottle to make sure everybody gets one. And I want you to put one drop of peppermint in your hand, and then I want you to deep breathe it, nice and deep, right through your nose, three times right through your nose. Such a wonderful feeling, how it just opens up your sinuses. You can feel just such a sense of clarity. And it's going to wake you up in case you're getting a little bit tired sitting through the class, sitting there. This is really going to invigorate you. It's going to wake you up, give you some extra energy. Take that deep breath, and you can just feel how it's just moving through every single cell in your body. It's oxygenating you right from the get-go. Phenomenal feeling. Now I want you to take your hands and kind of cup them together just a little bit, and I want you to take three deep breaths right through your mouth. Three times. Oh, is that not just a phenomenal feeling? I love the feel of that peppermint. It's moving through my lungs, it's moving through my blood, it's moving through every single cell of my body. You can just feel that. Just phenomenal. And if you have any peppermint left over on your hands, and you have any, sore spots or anything like that, go ahead, play with it. Try some out. See how it feels on your sore spots. See if it does anything for you. Can't say that it will, but I certainly can't say it won't. You might as well try it and see. What's my saying? What if? Now, under peppermint. Now, peppermint has a huge section. For you, those of you that have your book out, look at how many things that it says peppermint does. This, to me, is just hilarious. I'm going to just read them straight out. I'm going to go medical properties right to uses, because to me it's just kind of overwhelming and amazing how much just peppermint alone has been shown to do. Medical properties, anti-inflammatory, anti-tumoral, anti-parasitic, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, gallbladder, digestive stimulant, pain relieving, pain reliever, curbs appetite, yes, write that one down. It's used for rheumatism, arthritis, respiratory infections like pneumonia and tuberculosis, obesity, viral infections like herpes. It's good for HPV, fungal infections, candida, digestive problems, headaches, nausea, skin conditions like itchy skin, varicose veins, eczema, psoriasis, and then also scoliosis, lumbago, and back problems. Now, that is a mouthful. That is one of over 200 oils that we work with. I can't help but think, when you got lavender and you got peppermint, you're covering pretty much all the different things that are out there. It's a wonderful place to start. That's why I'm in love with this first aid kit. Because really what's going to happen is as you start playing with your oils and using them and making them a part of your everyday life, what you're going to find out is when you look in the back of the book and say you wake up and you got a headache, you look in the back of the book and you go, hey, is there anything that this book says might possibly help with that? And you look in there and it lists three or four different things. And you go, well, it lists quite a few things for headaches. But you go, you know what, I have three of these oils. And you can play with them. Try them. See if they do anything to help you out. You might try peppermint, and peppermint doesn't seem to do anything. You might try lavender, and you go, oh, that was it. That was absolutely the perfect thing for my headache. You also might go through five or six oils and say, you know what, I haven't found one yet. And just keep going until you find something. and up your water, especially when we're talking about headaches. You know, I'm going to keep coming back to that. again, I did mention really quickly in there, one of the ones we went through is how it works so wonderful with appetite suppressants. And when it's talking about that, I have seen that for myself. I know quite a few people that have just had wonderful experience just smelling the peppermint as an appetite suppressant. They also take just a drop or two and put it in their water. I know several people that take warm water right before dinner, actually when they're cooking, and they'll put just a drop of peppermint and a drop of lemon in there, and they just sip on that while they're cooking, and they're finding that they're eating much less just sipping on that peppermint and lemon while they're preparing the meal. So try it. Can't hurt. It certainly can't hurt. And what if? The thing you keep on the face, what if?